The fight against terrorism could change the way American law enforcement agencies gather and use information about citizens. Traditionally, police have faced barriers when they try to access sensitive information, such as tax or health information. The Department of Justice has been arguing that some of those walls need to come down if law enforcement is to prevent terror. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Federal agencies have to follow some basic rules when they collect information about people in this country. Rule number one, data collected for one purpose, for health delivery, for example, cannot be used for another purpose, let's say law enforcement. This principle is enshrined in the Federal Privacy Act, passed in 1974. Peter Swier is a law professor at George Washington University.
And the basic story there was that each agency was going to be able to have its records, but that they were not going to just ship them around to all the other agencies in the government unless special rules were followed.
This principle protects Americans' privacy. It keeps the government from assembling one giant database that knows everything about everyone. But it also creates some strange situations. One of those came up last week when Attorney General John Ashcroft testified before Congress. The FBI maintains something called the NICS database, which is used to clear gun purchases. Ashcroft had to explain why that information could not be used to determine whether any of the people detained in the anti-terror investigation own guns.
It's my belief that the United States Congress specifically outlaws and bans the use of the NICS database, and that's the use of approved purchase records for weapons checks on possible terrorists or on anyone else.
The Privacy Act and a variety of other statutes keep government information walled in. Agencies can only share when there's a special reason or when the citizen says it's okay. The police can seek protected information, but they have to get a court document, a subpoena, and they have to know what they're looking for. Civil rights attorney Jim Dempsey says that makes it hard to surf around in government databases, a process known as data mining.
Not going in and looking for a particular record, but going in and taking the entire database and trying to manipulate it, analyze it, and trying to detect patterns.
But September 11th has underscored the need to look for patterns in the mounds of data collected by the government and by the private sector. This might be the best way to detect terrorist threats in advance. George Vinson is a former FBI official who's now anti-terror advisor to California Governor Gray Davis. He's been trying to build a database from seemingly insignificant information that never makes it onto the FBI's radar screen. For example, some of the September 11th terrorists got into an argument over a bar bill at a Florida restaurant.
If we have some way of putting that incident into the intel center, we possibly could come up and connect Mohammed Atta with some known terrorists. If you get zero, that name does not get indexed, it goes away.
Vincent does warn that over-reliance on this technique could create a lot of false leads. Nevertheless, the Department of Justice wants the freedom to use this kind of information. Attorney Jim Dempsey, who works with the Center for Democracy and Technology, says the recently passed USA Patriot Act will make it far easier for law enforcement to search databases compiled by banks or hotels.
They can go to a hotel and say, one of the suspected terrorists stayed in your hotel 2 months ago. Give us the records of everybody who stayed in your hotel within a 3-day period on either side of that.
The Patriot Act will also allow law enforcement to search through student records, credit information, and other data that was once protected from random snooping by federal authorities. By breaking down the walls between different kinds of information, the police might be able to connect the dots and detect a plot in the making. Or they might see a pattern where there isn't any. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.